What is up, everyone? Welcome back to The Vision with Nathan Collins. This is a show where we talk about vision protection, vision casting, and vision pursuit. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to make it happen. This episode is very personal for me. These are steps. The steps that I'm going to give you are steps that I take in order to obtain my dream. But before we dive into that, as you should know by now, that we use podpro.app to organize and really take this podcast to the next level. PodPro is an online app that helps you systematically plan and scale your podcast. So head over to podpro.app and get started for free today. Now, I use this app for my personal podcast and for the Diamond Studios podcast. And I love it. It's not because it's mine, but I love it. I don't think I've mentioned that. PodPro is indeed, it's an app that I invented, and I'm working with my good friend John. I'm building it, and oh man, it's one heck of an idea. It's one heck of an idea, and I love it, so you should go try it. Let's dive into this episode today. Okay, we have three things today to help you accomplish your dream. All right, here we go. They're fairly simple. Number one, write your dream down. Yeah, write it down. Okay, don't just write it down on a piece of paper and then lose that piece of paper, because then it's kind of pointless. unless... I'm going to retract that statement, because I wrote down my dreams on pieces of paper repeatedly, like over and over, all the time. And like in school, I would write it down like on the back of a worksheet that I knew we weren't going to turn in or something like that. But I wrote it down and my brain took it seriously. So there was a point in time where I was still in high school, and I had gotten, like, I used to be super into drawing, which I still am. I still draw to this day. All of my logos, the PodPro logo, I drew that. The Diamond Studios logo, that's the logo I drew by hand, and I wrote the handwriting, or the writing, the font. That's the word I'm looking for, the font that is on top of the diamond. That's my handwriting. The Diamond Studios podcast, I drew that. Oh, man, there's a ton. And the T-shirts that you see online for Diamond Studios, you know, I designed those. So I still draw. That was a completely pointless tangent. But I love to draw. I always have. Well, when I was in middle school or high school, every year for Christmas, I would get sketchbooks and, or a notebook of some kind. And, I took one of those notebooks, and it's a super awesome notebook that I got from my parents, and it's shaped like a typewriter, and it is just so cool. Such a cool notebook. But I took that notebook and I wrote down my dreams. I wrote down my visions. now, you got to keep in mind, these are from a middle school, high school kid. And, you know, I wrote them down. And then I flipped to a different page. And I wrote down the top 20 people at that point in time that I want to bless when I'm able to. And from that time on, I'm not sure if I knew the significance of what I was doing, but I knew something special was there. So I kept that notebook. And to this day, I go back and I read that notebook. And it's like, I don't know, maybe 50-60% of the way full of just, you know, dreams that I've written down that have to do with things that what I'm doing now, or things that I'm going to have to do in the future. But writing down those dreams is severely important, especially because now, like, I look back at that middle school self or that high school self, and I'm like, you know what? That guy, he's freaking smart. You know, like, man, I could have worded it better, but he's smart. You can't discredit your younger self. Like, those dreams and those visions that you have are, they're there for a reason. They're there for a purpose. So write your dream down. Get you a dedicated notebook, a dedicated notepad, and write down your dreams, your visions, and your goals. Number two, make a vision board. All right, the next episode that we do, I am going to tell you how to make a successful vision board. Vision boards are important. I have always done them. So it goes back to when I was, holy crap, I was definitely in middle school. I was in middle school. My parents asked me if they wanted me to pick out a color to paint my room, because my dad and I had added on to the house. I say my dad and I didn't really do much. Not that I can remember anyway. So it was just like, it was just literally plywood up as my walls in my room while I was in middle school and through high school. And I asked my parents, instead of painting my room, can I just draw on my walls? And you know, my parents, being the freaking awesome people that they are, they said, yeah, sure. Better for you to do it there than anywhere else. Now, I believe one of the inspirations for them to say yes was I had graffiti tagged my dad's well house. And he was not happy about that whatsoever. So they said yes, and I began drawing on my walls. I drew logos. Okay, fun fact. The logos that you see today, most of them are on my wall in my parents' house still to this day. And I drew them while I was in middle school. Now, I also wrote my favorite Bible verses, my favorite quotes. I wrote down goals and visions, and I drew things out. And that, at that young age, I realized, like, okay, I want this. And I would look at the wall, and it would remind me that I wanted that. And I would go after it. And that was in middle school and high school. So now, fast forward, I'm 26 right now, and I have a vision board where it has every single thing that I have my hand in, and it has, I'm going to go into that in the next episode. I ain't going to take all your time right now explaining a vision board. We'll do that in the next episode. Make sure you tune in. So create a vision board. Let your eyes see it. Let your brain comprehend it. And then, because your eyes are the gateway to the soul. So, let your eyes see it, and let your passions take over, and do it. Along with a vision board, number three, make a plan. Make a plan. For some people, the word plan is different for other people. But the number one thing that you're going to want to do, you're going to want to make a plan to where you want to be in the future. What do you need to do now in order to get from where you are now to where you want to be? All right, great. You've got that down. Now, what are the steps you need to take to get there? Now, planning should be something that is taught. I think planning should be taught in school. Planning for finances, careers, jobs, none of that is taught. They just tell you to go do this stuff. But planning is so important. So if you have a dream and if you have a vision, you need to lay out a plan and then lay out the steps of how to get from A to B. Like I said, we're going to go through all of this stuff in another podcast. So to highlight everything, write down your dream. Number two, make a vision board so you can see exactly what you're doing and where you want to go. Make a plan is number three. Make a plan so that you know exactly how to get where you want to go. These are all equally important. They are extremely important. You know what? I'm going to save the rest. The next episode, I'm probably going to have a lot of fun in. So make sure you tune in. As always, hey, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am extremely excited with these podcasts. These are so much fun for me. I'm knocking out like, I don't know, 10, 15 minute episodes, and I'm just like pouring out passion. And it's very fulfilling for me. So if you're getting something out of this, that makes me super happy. Please let me know. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you share it, send it to someone who needs it. And I will talk to you guys next week. And please remember to dream big.